You're listening to SBS News.
It's one of the many unfortunate products of the COVID-19 pandemic. The situation for those who prior to the pandemic were already in precarious employment now shifting into exploitation. Addressing the United Nations Human Rights Council in September, Tomoya Obokata, the Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Slavery, said particular groups were struggling to survive.
A particular concern for my mandate is the loss of employment by a large number of workers globally, which in turn is likely to worsen global poverty and inequality, and also increase instances of slavery, forced labor, and other exploitative practices. The vulnerabilities of certain groups, such as informal workers, women, children and young people, minorities, indigenous peoples, refugees, internally displaced persons, and migrant workers, among others, are exacerbated even further.
In Australia, the Global Slavery Index puts the number of people living in slavery-like conditions at 15,000. But the Australian Institute of Criminology says the number is closer to 1,900, although it claims that only one in five are identified. Dr. Stephen Morse is the founder and CEO of Unchained, which provides the business sector with strategies to improve supply chains that help workers overseas and in Australia. The company uses 100% of its profits to fund social enterprises in Australia that assist mostly women who are at risk of exploitation. Dr. Moore says in Australia, exploitation or slavery takes many forms.
The forms here we mainly in agriculture and horticulture, in construction in particular, and in sort of retail services around nail salons and security and car washes. They're the main areas for Australia. So slavery exists here. Up to around 15,000 people are estimated to be in slavery and in those kind of services.
The United Nations estimates 40.3 million people are in modern slavery, including 24.9 in forced labour and 15.4 million in forced marriage. While in Australia, the same groups, including migrants, refugees and international students, are reporting an increase in exploitation due to low employment rates seen during this pandemic. The Migrant Worker Justice Initiative recently released the results of a nationwide survey of more than 6,000 international students and other temporary migrants conducted in July 2020. It found 70% had lost all or most of their work during the pandemic, leaving them struggling to pay for the basics and open to exploitation. Fasina Farbenblum is MWJI's co-director and associate professor at UNSW Law.
We have a really, really problematic combination now of people desperate for income in order to survive and a limited number of jobs. And we know that exploitative working conditions have been rife among temporary migrants, and we expect that they're going to be worse under these conditions.
Dr. Morse says there's an expectation among many Australians that cheap services and products should be readily available, an attitude that feeds the exploitation of vulnerable people here and overseas. Dr. Morse says consumers and businesses need to question the expectation that cheap products and services should be easily available at all times.
I think we live in a world where we expect things to be made cheaply, at the best price and the fastest turnaround. When it comes to doing business, we're oriented towards the bottom prices. How can we get things as cheap as possible and the fastest turnaround? So it's not necessary that we are... no one wakes up in the morning saying, I want to buy products made by slaves. In fact, it's the reverse. And if someone was asked that question, it's really at the point of sale what we're prepared to pay for things and what we expect our retailers to provide.
Professor Farbenblum says for those who are struggling, there is help at hand.
If they are being exploited in the workforce, they can report their employer to the Fair Work Ombudsman, but they can also seek legal assistance from community legal centres or specialist centres. We've got a list of referrals on our website for the Migrant Worker Justice Initiative, which is mwji.org, and there are organisations that can provide employment advice. And they may wish to apply for a one-off grant through the Red Cross as well if they need that urgent financial assistance.
And people can contact the Salvation Army Safe House on 1300 478 560 for support. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.